Ida Hobbit 2021 on Pride Radio.
With Northumberland Pride, providing a positive voice for LGBT plus people in Northumberland and beyond.
These true life accounts have been voiced by an actor to protect identities.
Hi, I'm Jane, I'm 21 and I'm a proud lesbian. I usually work in a restaurant, which I absolutely love, but during lockdown, I had to get a temporary job in my local supermarket to help pay the bills. I was excited to start my job and I was really looking forward to getting out of the house, meeting people and being busy again. What I wasn't prepared for was the homophobia I experienced. It started on my first day in the staff canteen. Everybody is naturally nosy about you when you start a new job. That's cool, you're the new person. So I was happy to answer their questions. When I was asked if I had a boyfriend, I replied no, but I told them I did have a girlfriend. A few people laughed. One spat their coffee out and another guy made a really crude remark about wanting to watch us. You get the idea. I just tried to ignore it, but it made me feel really uncomfortable. I guess I was more angry than upset. The next day, it was clear that people had been talking. I could see groups of staff looking at me or going strangely quiet when I walked in a room or nudging each other and pointing. One guy even came up to me and said that my problem was that I hadn't met a real man and that he'd be happy to change me. Now, I'm used to working with difficult people and I can really handle myself, so I told him politely where to go. Well, okay, I might have used more colourful language, which I can't repeat on the radio. When I went home and spoke to my girlfriend, she could tell that I was really annoyed at what had happened, and she told me to go and see the HR department, which I did the next day. You can imagine they were shocked at what I'd experienced. They spoke to the people involved, and one person received a disciplinary. They also put in place a series of inclusion and diversity training sessions for all their employees. And throughout it, they made sure I felt supported and valued. I didn't stay long with the company as my restaurant had started doing deliveries and they asked me back to help organise that part of the business. Interestingly, I went back to the supermarket to do some shopping and I saw that they were celebrating the LGBTQ History Month and had teamed up with the local LGBTQ community groups to raise funds. The cynic in me wondered if they were rainbowing over the cracks. I really hope not. I hope my experience had made a positive change in their culture. My advice to anyone who experiences a problem at work is you need to go to your HR department and talk to somebody. It honestly really can make a big difference.
Ida Hobbit 2021 on Pride Radio.
With Northumberland Pride, providing a positive voice for LGBT plus people in Northumberland and beyond.